we got the job first in the County Girls High School in Long Road, and that building was built in 1939, which I find very interesting architecturally. And it's got a flat roof, wide stairs, wide corridors, which is wonderful. Then I had to find a home, and luckily people around the corner said these people were moving, so we found Hinton Avenue, and they said it's a cycle ride from school. That was the most essential thing, to be near school and near schools for the boys. There was the Morley School going full tilt then, and to follow up that there was the Grammar School and College School and other places around. All girls in green uniforms, they were bussed into Cambridge from the county, and we always had to wait for the buses to arrive, and out they piled, and then they came into the hall for assembly. 600. I was teaching art and craft.
And did you enjoy it there?
Yes, enormously. They put in a kiln because I was going to teach pottery, and it was marvellous. So and at that time there was a great wave through England for doing pottery, and it was nice to be part of that movement and encourage people. And it made them interested in the music in the Fitzwilliam Museum, as if they weren't interested anyway, but it was doubly interesting when they're actually doing pots with the same materials that the people were who made the stuff in the museums. Oh, I learned pottery down in Cookham Dean. A very nice Quaker had a little pottery in Cookham Dean in the Thames Valley. So that's where I learned. And otherwise, I'd had a degree at Reading University for sculpture. So I taught pottery and sculpture and painting and drawing and good manners. And
did you stay there all your teaching career?
Yes, 17 years. Same time as the head teacher. Wonderful. Miss Brooks, R.I. Brooks. Nice woman. Quiet. Very hard to follow. The charismatic person who'd been there before her. An energetic and lively person. Miss Brooks was quiet and very focused. And she's had a tough time, but she was an Italian scholar, and I got on very well with her because I was teaching Italian Renaissance art.
And did it remain all girls right up to you when you retired?
No, I think it was about the last 3 years, they were phasing out the little ones. And then you'd have, I don't know what the intake was per year, but instead of having, say, 100 or 90 small girls, they had 96 formers. The greenies, every year, one more lot of, you know, two lots of six formers came in. And then the next year, three lots of six formers came in. So it's gradually transformed as the children finished their school career, and in came the six formers who were there for only 2 years. It was a happy school, very, very happy, and they weren't pushed or cajoled or beaten into competitiveness, but encouraged. With they were a marvellous set of staff for assessing a girl's worth and what she was good at and what she could do. So we got lots of great architects, and we had one girl who became head of the LSE. We had wild ducks, and we had daffodils everywhere, and a copse at the front, and that was full of, they must have been crows, because there was what do you call a flock of crows at the top, all these black blobs at the top of the trees in winter, a huge lot of crows. And it was a very nice sight from the point of view of nature. Just love.